上礼拜你们有来听这个分享吗？
Do you come last, not last, we last, last lecture?
有吗？你们有来听吗？有来听的请举手。
Please raise your hands if you attend my last talk.
OK, 好。请放下。上个礼拜，对，上上礼拜，对。好，所以呢，但我想有一部分菩萨没有来，所以我想我稍微再讲一点点上个礼拜我们谈到的这个主题，寻找善知识。
Since some people are not here, were not here last time, so I'm going to recapture, what we talked last time a little bit.
好，上次我们谈到这个文殊师利菩萨哈，他到浮尘去说法的时候，然后他当然那时候有很多的菩萨，另外有一群的童子，那里面有一位童子叫善财童子。他观察到这个善财童子的过去生，他曾经供养非常多的佛，而且深种善根。
So, last talk we mentioned that Bodhisattva Manjushri went to the city of blessings and to give teachings. There's a lot of youth there, and one of them is called is a youth good wealth, who is also called Sudana, and going forward, we are going to use Sudana as his name. And the Manjushri Bodhisattva observed that Sudana has made great offerings in the past lifetimes, and he has deeply planted good roots. And he also delighted in drawing near to the good knowing advisors.
好，这边谈到说，重点是他过去生已经供养多非常多的诸佛菩萨。另外呢，他也很欢喜亲近善知识，所以他的身口意三业都非常的清净。
And because Sudana has made great offerings in the past and planted good seeds, and he was happy getting closer to good knowing devices, so his body, mind, and speech were all pure.
好，所以文殊师利菩萨就觉得，哎呀，这个善财童子，这个童子。他是一个成就佛法的所谓的法器。我们知道身体修行是一个道器嘛，就是所谓的法器。
So, Manjushri knows that this youth, Sudana, is a worthy vessel of the Dharma. Because we know we use body to practice. So body is like a vessel of practice for practicing the Dharma.
所以这个文殊师利菩萨就跟他演说一切的佛法，然后令他升起欢喜心。然后发下所谓的成佛心，阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，又让他意念起过去一切的善根。
So, Bodhisattva Manjushri spoke all Buddha Dharma for Sudana and brought forth the resolve for the Bodhi mind and caused him to recollect all the past good roots he had planted.
所以这个善财童子从文殊师利菩萨听到了这些佛所说的种种的法跟种种的功德之后呢，他就一心要求阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，要求无上正等正觉的佛法之后，他进一步就请教文殊师利菩萨，我怎么样能够得到这个解脱的方法，怎么样来修菩提行。
After having heard from Bodhisattva Manjushri about the various merits and virtues of the BuddhaSudana delightedly sought the Anuttarasamyasambodhi mind and further asked Manjushri for further instructions on the methods of liberation and how to cultivate the Bodhisattva path.
这个时候文殊师利菩萨就赞叹这个善财童子说，哎呀，善哉善哉，他说这个善男子，其实上你已经发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，而且你又想进一步来亲近善知识，来问怎么样修菩萨行，怎么样行菩萨道。他说亲近善知识是修养，就是修习一切成佛的最初的因缘，但是千万要记得不要生疲厌的心哦。
So the Manjushri Bodhisattva replied to Sudana said, good man indeed, you have brought forth the resolve for the Bodhi mind and wanted to draw near to the good knowing advisors. And good men join near to good knowing advisors and make offerings to all Buddhas is the very first causal condition for all wisdom. Therefore, you should not grow tired of it.
为什么跟大家描述这样他们这个 互相对谈的这个这样的对话，重点是因为我们纵使发起这样的念头这样的善念的时候，你要是没有一个善知识在旁边的时候，你发出来的问题可能没有办法有人回应你，可能没有办法有人进一步去引导你怎么样往下走。所以这个当下的因缘跟遇到了对的人，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So why did I reiterate the conversations between Manjushri Bodhisattva and Suddhana? Because it is very important to meet the right good knowing advisor at the right time. Because if you have a question, they will point you to the right direction.
我不晓得在你从小出生到现在的时候，在你整个不管求学或是工作或是任何在做事情当中的时候，是不是有时候有些问题是有问题，可是找不到人有可以帮我回答你，有吗？有这样的因缘吗？
I don't know if you feel that you have the experience that no matter whether you're pursuing your career or you're at a school, whenever you need a piece of advice, you can find the right person to ask or get the right answer.
我想每个人都有这样的经验，对吗？
I think everyone might have experienced that.
对，所以为什么这段对话非常的重要，是诶正好有因缘他遇到了文殊师利菩萨，告诉他怎么去找到他要的答案。好，所以其实菩萨们来听这样的一场，我们一直说是佛法的分享也好，其实我们自己也开始走上这个寻找善知识的路，对吗？
Because this conversation, the importance of this conversation showsthe importance of the right causes and conditions. And so for people attending this talk here, we actually also started our journey of searching for the good knowing advisors.
好，所以只是我们不晓得我们得到的是不是跟善财童子一样的多。好，因为善财童子根据文殊师利菩萨的观察，他一入母胎的时候，他们家就有七种宝藏就开始发芽了。哎，他出生的时候，这些宝藏在家里充满了整个家里，所以他父亲给他取一个名叫善财。那我们来看看，我们出生的时候，你家里有这么多财产，有这么多宝藏出来吗？
We are sure we are, you know, already in the journey of searching good knowing advisors. We just don't know whether we can get as much as what Suddhana got from Manjushri Bodhisattva because.He had planted great good roots in the past. And when he was born, there were seven jewels filled up in his place.
所以他父亲给他取一个名叫善财。
So that's why he got the name, the youth good wealth.
我们的名字都不是善财，对吗？是。
And our name is not good wealth, right?
可是但我们也希望我们得到了跟善财童子一样的多。
But we wish we could gain as much as learn as much as good youth good wealth did.
当然要希望得到跟善财童子一样的多，前提就是累生累劫已经恭敬供养多非常多的诸佛菩萨，另外也亲近过很多的善知识，希望这也是你跟我的 background。
So in order to get as much learn as much as Suddhana,We have to have made offerings to great do all kinds of Buddhas in the past and have joined near to good knowing advisors in past lifetimes and hope that's our background.
好，那首先文殊师利菩萨就引导他去参访谁？住在高山上的叫德云比丘，我想大家应该还记得德云比丘。
So the first good knowing advisors that Manjushri Bodhisattva asked Suddhana to visit is called Cloud of Virtue.
这个德云比丘呢，他住在那个妙高山上，非常的高。那这个善财童子要去找他的时候，找了很久。刚开始很高兴说我去找我的老师，就很急切的走。可是走了七天七夜之后呢，竟然发现老师在对面的山上。就在这个七天七夜当中呢，他在参访当中。刚开始是很急切的心，可是慢慢的时候，把那个急切的心放下之后，才看到他的老师在另外一个高峰上。
So, Bhikshu Cloud of Virtue lives on the wonderful summit, And when Suddhodana started his journey, he was very joyful and also anxious to get to see his first teacher. So he traveled for 7 days and seven nights and climbed to the top of the mountain. Then he saw the bhikshu Cloud Verde actually was on the other top of the mountain. So he eventually slowed down and calmed the mind just to take a stroll leisurely.
所以我们就回来问说, 大家知不知道为什么文殊师利菩萨要去地位要去参访这个住在妙高山的德云比丘了吗?
So do you know why Manjushri Bodhisattva asked Suddhodana to visit the first bhikshu, Cloud of Virtue, who lives on the top of the mountain?
我记得上个礼拜我举了个例子, 哦,
I remember,
我举, 对, 我举了两个例子, 这样, 两个例子。
I remember I used two examples to explain.
一个例子讲说我们要去煮饭, 我们要煮饭的时候, 只要我们开始把米掏到那个锅子里面去洗米, 其实就算你开始煮饭了, 一直到饭煮完为止, 这个过程通通都是在煮饭。
The first example is about cooking. When you wash the rice, when you put the rice in water to wash it until it's all done, finished, the whole process is called cooking.
另外是说我们动念头说我要去旅行，动了念头开始旅行的时候，你去登记要去旅行的时候，你就开始说我要带什么衣服，我要不要戴帽子，我要不要戴泳衣，要不要戴太阳眼镜。 怎么样怎么样的，然后一直规划你的整个行程，到整个你去完为止，这个通通就算是去旅行。Another
example is about traveling. So the moment we start planning, we start having the thought of traveling, then we planning in our mind what we should bring, sunglasses, bathing suits, etc. Until we actually finish the journey, the whole process is called the whole process of traveling.
是啊, 所以当善财童子, 他去参访这个德云比丘的时候, 他在这个七天七夜当中呢, 本来是一个很急躁的心, 可是慢慢的时候, 他把这个急躁心放下来之后, 他发现一切无所得, 他用这个心无所住的这样的心, 去参访的时候, 他终于才见到德云比丘在另外一个高峰山。
So, for Suddhodana, He was anxious in the beginning, but eventually he learned how to let go of that anxiety and calm down and take a stroll leisurely. And he learned how to not attach his mind to one particular place. He experienced no dwelling state of mind. Then at that time he saw the bhikshu Cloud of Virtue.
这个德云比丘都跟他讲说，我的法门叫什么？叫善巧的观察一切的境界，离开一切的执着，就是这样的一个法门。So
the Cloud of Virtue told him that my method is called use eye of a faith, skillfully observe all kinds of states, and let go all obstructions, and not dwelling in anything.
另外呢，我也经常常的在意念这个意念诸佛如来的名号，而且呢，能够总持一切诸佛的正法，能够常到常常见到一切诸佛，所以这也是我的方法之一。And
then another method is always be mindful of all Buddha's names and uphold dhammas of all Buddhas. And also see Buddhas, view Buddhas from 10 directions.
所以他的方法就两个，一个是无所住心，另外一个是经常意念佛。
So actually, he has two methods. The first one is the state of non-dwelling mind, and second is be mindful of all Buddhas all the time.
不是，我回来，我在这边先停一下，我要问大家，我们在学佛也不是学无所住心吗？
So what we are learning now is we also try to learn the state of mind of non-dwelling.
那个六祖慧能，他是一个樵夫的时候，他在礼卷里也不就是听到一句话"因无所住而升起心而开悟"的吗？
So, if you remember the platforms, in the platform sutra, the six patriarchs, Huineng, got first experience an enlightenment experience when he heard the sentence, the true mind arises when there's no dwelling.
所以这样的一句话已经可以让一个我们叫做见修顿悟的人开悟了，你会认为佛法在哪里呢？
So just one sentence can already awaken people who practice gradually. So where do you think the true Dharma is?
其实佛法重点是在日常生活当中经常的去用它，经常去练习，而不只是只是听闻而已。听的时候我们讲说要闻、思跟修。
So, the key of practicing is not just hearing the Dharma. The important thing is you have to practice and apply it in your daily life.
我不晓得，假如说你今天参访到一位这样三智师的时候，你会觉得已经很棒了吗？
So, I don't know about you, but if you encounter or visit such a good knowing advisor, isn't that wonderful already?
我常在想说，佛法是真的要听很多吗？我们要看很多的经文才真的能够学佛吗？其实不是的呀，真的是你用一个方法好好的用，像这个"应我所住生其心"这句话，其实你看可以写成一本《金刚经》哎，也可以让一个人开悟哎。可是我们听这么多"应我所住的生其心"，我们都会说，可是我们开悟了吗？
So I often thought to myself, do we really need to hear lots of Dharma doors or a lot of sutras?Actually, as long as you can apply one sentence well, apply one Dharma door well, you probably already awakened or enlightened.
好，我想假如说这个三知识对你还不够是三知识的哈，他就接着参访第二位的。所以这个德云比丘都跟他介绍另外一位住在海边的叫海云比丘。
So if you feel the one good knowing advisor is not enough, then we were going to talk about the second one.The cloud of a sea cloud who lives in the seashore.
这个海云比丘呢，他住在海边十二年，看到这个大海的潮汐进来来往往进进退退，他就在从这个大海当中观察到思维到大海的一些广大无量，然后重新引发了一些的心，怎么样去利益众生的心，怎么样大引起大悲心、同理心、安住心、安乐心。守护众生心，还有佛的心。
So the Bhikshu sea cloud lives in the seashore for 12 years and observes the ocean, the coming and the going of the waves. So he often contemplates the vastness of the sea and also given rise to the state of mind of Bodhi mind, the compassionate mind, empathy mind, joyful mind,The mind of protecting all sentient beings and the body mind.
我在想也跟大家分享说我上一个月去了西岸，菩萨带我到那个 Big Sur 的，我不晓得大家知不知道，在那个一号公路旁边有个海边啊，整个海边，然后他们带我到海岸边下去，也看到那个潮来潮往，我从来没有升起过对这个大海的这样去观察这么细微的心，我觉得哇真的很不一样啊。
So last time when I was on the west coast, some people took me to the seashore and I observed the coming and the going of the waves. And I have never observed so carefully before. And it really gives me a different sensation.
我觉得这就是自己善根不够，善根不够。
I think that means I don't have, sometimes I don't have enough good roots.
好，我们回来看这个海云比丘。海云比丘在海边住十二年，观察这个海的那个大海的潮汐，而且观察到的时候，他发出这么多的心的时候，这个时候从大海的下面就涌出一朵大莲花，莲花上面坐了一尊佛，这尊佛来就给他摩顶受记，然后就跟他说一个法门，叫做普眼光明的照耀法门。
So when the sea cloud gave rise to all this state of minds, there is a huge lotus flower emerged from the sea, and there's a Buddha. There was a Buddha seated in the lotus position coming from that lotus. And also, the Buddha came out, rubbed the sea cloud, the crown, sea cloud's crown, spoke for him the universal eye Dharma dawn.
好，这个法门在说什么？这个法门就是说，在一法间、一法中、一个法当中见一切法，在一眼当中见一切眼的法门。
So what is that Dharma door? That Dharma door is you can see all dharmas within one, and you can see all phenomena within one.
就是给他显示了一切诸佛的法门，一切菩萨修行的法门。
So it shows all the phenomena of Buddhas and all the Dharma dharmas practiced by all Buddhas.
所以这个海云比丘就突然了悟了说，原来啦，流转生死这个贪欲的大海，其实也就是还灭生死的智慧大海。
So sea cloud suddenly awakened that.Then the sea of greed and attachment is actually precisely the same sea of wisdom and life cycles.
大家不要说法师，我在海边也住很久了，从来没有看到一朵莲花冒出来，还有一尊佛给我摩顶受记。你说的是真的还是假的呀
？So, some people might say I have also lived in the seashore for many years, but and observed the sea. I have never saw a big lotus flower coming from the sea, and a Buddha came out and rubbed me and spoke for me the Dharma.
有两种状况，一种状况是佛给你摩顶受记，可是你从来没有感觉。
There are two possible answers. The first one is there was a Buddha coming out and spoke the Dharma to you, but you never realized.
另外一个是我们的修行还不够，佛还没有出现。
The second explanation is because we haven't practiced enough, so the Buddha hasn't showed up yet.
但是这是佛经里面说的，我们一定要相信佛说的。在《金刚经》里面有一句话，佛说啊：“须菩提呀，如来是真语者、实语者、如语者、不狂语者、不欲语者。”佛说的都是真实的话。
But we should believe what's said here, because in the Diamond Sutra it says, Tathagata is the one who speaks of things as they are, speaks what is true, and speaks in accord with reality. He does not speak deceptively or to please people.
是啊，其实在佛法在佛门修行里面，信是最不容易的。单单这个要修十信位，我们知道修行有五十二个戒位，单单修这个十信位就要修好久好久。
It is indeed the giving rise to the great faith is the most difficult. In all the practice stages, there are 52 stages. The first 10 are about faith.
这个十信位真正能够修到对佛的法，能够深信不疑的时候，才有办法从十信位进入十住位，才真的进入三大阿僧祇劫的修行。
So only when you accomplish the first ten great faith stages, then you can advance to the next one, the ten binding states, and then you can start practice.
所以这个三大阿僧祇劫还要修很久嘞，哈。所以我想，菩萨们对佛经的说法要深信不疑。
So, we will practice for a long time. So please, have great faith in what the sutra says.
好，我们刚刚说完了这两个啊，就是文殊那个善财童子参访这两位善知识之后，接着这个海云比丘就跟他介绍另外一个善知识，是这个叫善住比丘。
So, after the sea cloud, and sea cloud introduced another. Third bhikshu, Gunawin advises for Sudana that is called good dwelling bhikshu.
好，那这个善财童子呢，就离开了这个海云比丘之后呢，就一边走一边就在修行。前面的两位比丘给他教的一个是念佛的法门，就是意念佛的法门；另外一个是普眼法门。一边走，然后一边去寻找下一位善知识，善住比丘。
So Sudana left the sea cloud, left the Bhikshu sea cloud and went to went to seek the third teacher's good dwelling. And while he was on his way, he was thinking about all the teachings he had learned so far. There were mindful of all Buddha Dharma door and the universal eye Dharma door.
善财童子来到这个地方的时候，看到这个善住比丘呢，竟然住在虚空当中，在虚空当中惊醒，来来往往，来来往往，旁边有非常多的诸天呢，天人围绕，然后呢，诸天这个天人还给他供养很多的花，很多的幡盖啊，另外呢，这个天龙八部也在旁边，因为天龙八部看到这个善住比丘，在行住当中，行住坐卧当中出现这个慈悲自在的相，就生出恭敬心。 然后合掌恭敬的来供养这个善住比丘。
So, Sudana saw the Bhikshu good dwelling lives actually in the empty space and walking back and forth with ease and comfort. There were countless numbers of gods surrounded good dwelling, and the numerous gods offered heavenly flowers, banners, And the flowers, the music playing, filled up the space. And also all kinds of great dragon kings or asura kings all came out to make offerings, because upon seeing the compassionate, the compassionate joyous state of the good dwelling, they all give rise to the joyful state of mind and join palms and make vows and want to make offerings and practice Bodhisattva path. Okay, so also countless numbers of divas come out.
好，那这个时候，这个善住比丘呢，哎，就是善住比丘，看到他之后，这个善财童子就跟他讲说，他说海云比丘呢，介绍我来参访你，他说你能够用种种善巧的方法来诱导众生，教化众生。 我来这边就是来参访你，重点是目的是我希望你来跟我说种种的法门来教导我。他提了十个问题来请教这个善住比丘。So
Sudana said to the good dwelling that I heard from the sea cloud that you're adept at guiding, you're very good at guiding and teaching all sentient beings, and I'm here and I hope you can. You can teach me your Dharma doors.
他问了十个问题,
so he asked 10 questions.
第一个是, 菩萨怎么样才能够不舍见佛?
The first question is how does a Bodhisattva can never give up seeing the Buddha?
就是怎么样才能够不舍菩萨眷属, 就是跟一切菩萨眷属在一起同修善根。
And second question, how can Bodhisattva never give up all Bodhisattva companions, means practice the Dharma with all Bodhisattvas together.
怎么样才能够不舍佛法, 就是看到佛法, 学法, 现在修行佛法, 用智慧的方法来证明佛法。
Third question, how a Bodhisattva does not renounce Buddha Dharma, but obtains understanding and certification from wisdom.
我怎么样才能够发大愿心来利益一切的众生?
And how a Bodhisattva can give rise to great vows and universally benefit all living beings?
我怎么才能够在修行这么长当中能够不舍众生而且不生疲厌行?
And how a Bodhisattva does not renounce multitude of conducts but dwells throughout all smallest dust motes without his mind becoming tired?
还有很多很多，他有问了很多，比如说怎么样来能够不舍所谓的有为法，然后又不注意有为法，在有为法当中怎么样修行？
He also asked many other questions, including how a Bodhisattva does not renounce conditioned existence and yet also does not dwell in it, but universally in all destinies of existence.
我怎么样才能够不舍听闻佛法的因缘？
And also, how a Bodhisattva does not renounce hearing the Dharma, but can completely comprehend and receive the prop teachings of all Buddhas.
我怎么才能够不舍离佛的智慧光明，而且普遍的证入所谓的过去、现在、未来三世诸佛的智慧所行的范围。
And how a Bodhisattva does not renounce the light of wisdom, but universally enters the place of operation of wisdom of the three periods of time.
这十个问题都是很大的问题。
And all these ten questions are all very big questions.
他说，后来这个善财童子继续说了，他说，我已经，哦，就是那个善住比丘在跟他讲说，他说，我已经成就了无所障碍心的所谓的解脱法门，所以呢，我才能够就来来去去非常的自在，随心所欲，所以动静皆顺我的意。
So the good dwelling said to Sudana, I have accomplished unobstructed liberation Dharma door. That's why I can come and go at ease. Whether in coming or going, moving or stopping, I can do whatever I want, I wish.
好，这个法门叫做究竟无碍的三昧法门。
So this Dharma door is called the Samadhi of non-obstruction.
他说你知道吗？为什么能够得到这样的法门呢？
And he said, do you know why I can get such Dharma door?
主要是因为我过去曾修所谓的无所住心、无所造作心。
That's because in my past lifetimes, I've been practicing the state of mind of non-dwelling and non-doing.
所以我才能够在这个虚空当中行住坐卧非常的自在，甚至我可以把身体藏起来，或者身体要显现出来都可以，或是我现一个身，或是同时现很多的身。
That's why I can walk in the empty space or lie down or sit, or I can also conceal or reveal my bodies, or I can manifest one body or many bodies.
甚至于我还可以自由自在穿过墙壁。
And I can even go through walls without problem.
他说我在虚空当中能够结跏趺坐，像鸟一样的自在飞来飞去的。
And in empty space, I can sit in full lotus position and also coming and going at ease just like a bird.
然后我可以进到地里面，也可以进到水里面，在水面上行走，像地上行走，这么样的自在。
And I can enter into water, and I can walk on the water just like I'm walking on the ground.
而且我的身体上下常常可以出现一种光，这种光会像火一样聚在一起。
And my body will emit flames just like a burning fire.
甚至我一个念起来的时候，这个念可以超过东方一个世界、两个世界、三个世界、一千世界，甚至百千那样的世界。
And even when I have one thought, that thought can travel through one word, two words, to the extent of 100,000 words or worlds or 1,000 worlds.
这个虚空是无法思量的。
So the empty space is immeasurable.
为什么会这样？主要是因为他过去曾修所谓无所执着心，所以他可以在虚空当中所谓行住坐卧。
So why is that? Because he had practiced in his past lifetimes the mind of non-dwelling, so he could live in the empty space at ease.
所以从这个善知识当中呢，其实我们可以学到什么？学到生活当中学习所谓的无所作心、无所执着心。
So what can we learn from this good knowing advisor? We can learn that we need to develop the mind state of non-dwelling.
我们刚刚不讲说这个六祖慧能不是因无所住而生起心而开悟的吗？
We just mentioned that the six patriarchs 慧能 Master 慧能 got enlightened first by hearing the sentence of the true mind arises what was non-dwelling.
日常生活当中齁就无所着无所住其实不容易齁，但是很容易，我们可以用一个方法开始练习，就是在布施的当中行所谓的无所着了布施行。
It is not easy to practice this non-dwelling state of mind in daily lives, but we can start with the practice when we make offerings. We can practice no attachment.
这个可以练习齁，在金刚经里面怎么讲？金刚经有一段话讲说，他说须菩提下，于意你的意怎么？于意银河 东方虚空可思量佛，他说佛也世尊。
So in the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha said, "What do you think? Is space in the east conceivable or measurable?" No, world honored one.
他说那南西北方四维上下的虚空是不是可以思量呢？他说佛也世尊。
So, Suputi asked, the Buddha asked Suputi, "Is space in the south, west, north, or in the intermediate directions above or below?" Conceivable or measurable? No, world honored one.
他说须菩提啊，菩萨无住相不施，福德亦复如是，不可思量。须菩提，菩萨但因如所教住。
So Buddha said, the blessings and virtues of a bodhisattva who does not rely on appearances when giving are just as inconceivable and immeasurable. Suputi, Bodhisattva should not rely on the teachings.
我们可以回想看自己在平常的生活当中的时候，比如说我们常常跟孩子讲说，我就是为了你所以这么辛苦诶，我煮了这么好吃就是要给你吃诶，你看到这句话的意思吗？
So in our daily lives, we often hear people say that, I have done so much just because of you, or I have cooked so, deliciously just for you.
你就可以听到这个话就是平常我们生活当中说的话是吗？我想我们的父母亲也都我们大家都听过父母亲讲这样的话。
I think you must have heard of this kind of words, from your parents.
可是真的这个就是父母亲对孩子这种当然也算是一种布施啦齁算是一种布施。可是我们的父母亲会觉得说我就是为了你做了这么多的事情你为什么还不感恩呢？
Of course our parents, did a lot for us, and it's also kind of giving. But when they, say such words, it sounds like, they are asking us to be grateful because they have done so much for us.
甚至于说菩萨们到寺院来的时候，我要点一盏灯，我要做一个布施的时候，在布施当下，你是不是着相？你是不是着那个金钱的数字的相？还是觉得说我布施多钱的时候，我的功德比较大？
And also when you, give offerings to the temple, are you also attached to the forms when you give? Do you attach to the numbers, of the giving? Do you feel the more you give, the more blessings you will receive?
是啊，这个就是佛法耶，生活当中随时在用这个东西就是佛法。佛法不是很深奥，佛法在生活当中随时要用的，这个就叫佛法。告诉你生活随时当中就要用无所作的心无所执着的心来生活甚至我们的起心动念都要是这个样子的。
So this is the Dharma, precisely the Dharma in our daily lives. We need to apply it to our daily lives, and give rise to the non-dwelling, non-attachment state of mind.
甚至于齁在金刚经里面还讲一句话说须菩提啊若菩萨的心住于法连法都不能住住于法的话而行布施如人入暗暗黑暗的暗即无所见。
So in the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha further explains that, Suputi, a bodhisattva who gives with a mind rely on dharmas is like a person in the dark who sees nothing at all.
什么都看不到。连法都听不到了。那个有什么布施这个要我们所谓的三轮体空嘛齁、哦、三轮体空 ,okay.
So, if you give with attachment, with dwelling mind, then you're in the dark, you can't see anything, and you can't hear the Dharma.
好我们回来讲这个善住比丘。善住比丘说因为呢我已经得到这个时候究竟无碍的三昧所以呢第一个我能够在一切诸佛的国土前听到每一尊佛的说法。
So, returning to the good dwelling picture, because he had already, practiced and gained the power of non-dwelling and non-doing, so he could, go to all Buddha's places and make offerings.
这句话齁不要这样就过了齁你要听到他可以听到每一尊佛在说法哎呀这个要有多少的善根呢
So, let's expound on this sentence. good dwelling picture can hear dharmas from all Buddhas. That means a great how many good roots he has accumulated in the past.
我们回来想想看哈，在佛他开悟之后，说法49年，刚开始的时候是讲华严经。我想菩萨，我等可能听过菩萨讲过华严经。开讲华严经的时候，华严经开讲的是诸佛菩萨的华藏世界。在当场那个法会上，有大菩萨，有声闻、缘觉、比丘，甚至天龙八部都在那个会场上。但是佛现譬如遮那法身的佛的时候，只有一生补出的大士们可以看到佛的真相，而且听闻到佛所说法。
So, when the Buddha preached the Dharma for 49 years, the first sutra he spoke was the Flower Dormant Sutra. And when he expounded on this sutra, there were a lot of great bodhisattvas, sound hearers, devas around. But only great bodhisattvas who will become Buddha in one lifetime can hear such dharma.
而且他们才能够看到佛现所谓的譬如遮那法身相。
And only those big great bodhisattvas who will become Buddha in next lifetime can see the Buddha, the true dharma body of the Buddha.
当场其他的像二圣声闻、声闻缘觉。更不要说天人了，天龙八部全部都听不懂。
And all people all other beings present, like people who practice small vehicles methods and devas, all kinds of beings, they can't hear or see.
更不要说见到什么佛的什么法身的，譬如遮那法的法身像，他们就见到佛坐在那个地方根本不动的。
So what they see is just, you know, the historical Buddha sit there and not moving.
所以要听闻听给听得到每一尊佛在说法，那有多少的善根？
So now you can see, how much merit you have to be able to hear all kinds of dharmas preached by all Buddhas.
其实现在我们讲的也是华严经啊。华严经讲了华藏世界这样的殊胜庄严相的时候，你不要起很多的疑问啊。那个是我们过去生障碍我们在听闻佛法啊。
So now we are also talking about the Flower Dormant Sutra, and don't give rise to many doubts. Those are the obstructions we accumulated from the past lifetimes.
所以我就跟菩萨们讲说，我们在看佛经的时候，听佛法的时候，其实每一句真的就是法。每一句都是可以修行的方法，要在听到每一句法的那个精髓上。
So when we practice, when we read and hear dharmas, every sentence is essential and important. We should see the essence and the practice.
好，所以我们刚刚讲第一个，他可以听闻到一切，他是可以到一切佛国净土去听闻佛所说的法。第二个是，他在每一尊佛的道场当中。可以视线不同的身出现，而且每一身每一个身呢都可以用各种东西去供养佛。
And the second one is this good dwelling bhikshu can appear in each Buddha's place and to make offerings, and in each Buddha's place it can alsoappear in different bodies to make offerings.
这个像吼，像什么？像那个普贤菩萨。普贤菩萨不是有十大愿王吗？对，礼敬诸佛，供养如来，就是这样子。他可以到一切佛国净土去供养一切的诸佛如来。
So this is similar to Samasabhadra Bodhisattva, who can appear in all Buddha's place and make offerings to all Buddhas.
刚好这个普贤菩萨十大愿王，他也是华严经的最后一品。
And also the practice and the vows of the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra is also the last chapter for the Flower Dormant Sutra.
好，第三个讲说，这个善住比丘呢，他说我可以修行，并且能够受持每一尊佛所说的法。
And the good dwelling, the bhikshu good dwelling says, I can receive and uphold dhammas preached by all Buddhas.
然后我可以意念十方的每一个佛国的庄严相。
And I can be mindful of the glory and magnificence of each Buddha land.
然后呢，我可以看到一切世间的所有的众生，能够清清楚地看到一切众生。那假设这些众生看到我的形象，都能够得到无上的正等正觉。
And I can also see all sentient beings in the world. And if any sentient beings see my form, they will gain the equal enlightenment.
然后呢，我可以随顺众生的这个业报，我可以视线跟他们同样的身相来亲近他，请他们在让他们能够安住我的法当中。
And I can also manifest in a form that is similar to sentient beings to teach them.
好，刚刚这两个，这个善住比丘他说我可以看到每一尊的菩萨，然后呢每尊菩萨看到我的时候，他们假如能够看到我的时候，就能够得到无上正等正觉，而且我可以视线跟他们同样的身相来引导他。诶，请问你们看到善住比丘了没有？
So here the good dwelling said, I can see clearly all beings, and when they see me, they will get the supreme equal enlightenment. So did you see the bhikshu good knowing?
你们看到了吗？
Do you see him?
看到了吗？没有。这个愿像什么？像什么？观世音菩萨的愿，有没有？观世音菩萨不是现在《普门品》里面讲有33应化身吗？要度谁就现什么身，度谁现什么身，有吗？是的。
So this power ability is similar to Avalokitesvara's vows and powers, because Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva will show similar forms to all kinds of sentient beings to be able to teach them.
为什么我要提比其他经典，就让菩萨们说，你可以看到说其他经典里面诸佛菩萨的修行方式都非常的相似的，他们都是发了大愿心要去度一切众生呢。度一切众生就是我们用四摄法所谓同事的方法，同事的方法去度众生。所以你看这两尊菩萨相方法是相似的。
So why do I mention recite other dharmas or sutras? Because I want to show that all the dharma doors are actually similar. At least these two bodhisattvas use similar dharma door to practice. They show similar forms with two sentient beings to able to guide and teach them.
好，我要问菩萨们，我们已经参访了这个善住比丘了哈，请问你得到什么样的 lesson？ 好了，得到什么样的答案，或者得到什么样的东西
？So now, since we have talked to this bhikshu good dwelling, I want to ask you, what have you learned from this good knowing advisor?
好，可以回答我吗
？So can you answer me?
你们都没有得到什么东西吗
？So you didn't gain anything from this?
不住法，对的，要不执着，不住一切法。所谓的法就是相，一切现象，不执着一切现象。
So that the key is not attaching to or not dwelling in all dhammas. Dhammas refers to all phenomena.
好，我跟大家讲一个算是现代的公案吧。有位菩萨叫龙应台，你们听过吗？
Okay, I'm going to talk about like a modern example. One Bodhisattva named Long Yin Tai. Have you heard about him?
他龙应台就问，就请，就是请，请问圣严师父，他就师父讲说，他说一位出了家的师的法师哦，怎么样才能够拥有这种安定而清楚的所谓的归属感
？So one day, Long Yin Tai asked Master 圣严 ，How can a monk develop a sense of why a monk have a sense of belonging with security and a clarity?
师父就说, 平常我们的心啊, 都是向外去追求。 尤其是他都说, 但是修行的时候, 就告诉我们要放下。
So Master Yan said, because our mind in the ordinary times, we always going out to pursue, but when we practice, especially in the meditation, we let go. We practice letting go of things.
师父说，把一切都放下，没什么好追求的。等到最后的时候，你心里没有恐惧的时候，没有什么不安全的时候，其实也不需要找什么的避风港。 这就是最好的归属。
And when you could let go all things and nothing to pursue, in the end, there's no fear in your mind, and there's not such a thing. There's no such a thing as insecurity, and you don't have the need to find a safe harbor. That is the best sense of belonging.
所以师父说，我这个叫做没有归属的归属。
So 师父 said, this is the belonging of non-belonging.
并不是在这个虚无缥缈当中去找一个归属，而是在现实生活当中的每一个时间、每一个地方都是我的归属。So
this means we're not seeking one place to belong to feel secure. In real life time, any time, any place is my right place.
即使遇到大风大浪，也是我的归属。
Even I'm experiencing difficulties, great waves, changes in life, this is still my right belonging.
像我们日常生活当遇到事情的时候，就是哇，现在这个事情让我心搅得我非常的不安定。我们常常都这样讲，对吧？我的心非常不安定。这个事情过后了之后，就啊，我的现在心比较安定的。So
we would often say that my mind is not calm or my mind is affected. When something happened, or we would say, "Oh, now my mind is settled, is calm."
就像师父讲的，即使是大风大浪，也是心所归属的地方。But
just like Shifu said, no matter what happens, even in difficult situations, even you're experiencing bad weathers or similar things in life, it's still the right place.
其实这个就是善住比丘。 他的方法，在任何的当下都是安住。And
this is actually precisely the method used by Bhikshu Good Dwelling. Anytime, any place is the right place.
这位善知识，你们参访的有没有心得啊？
So, do you feel you got some insights from this Good Knowing Advisor?
有吗？ 希望我们都有，其实不必多。 每一位善知识的东西都是我们可以用的方法。Yes,
I hope we can make good use of this method. And we don't need much, but each one we can learn.
当然了，我们也可以看到说，这个善住比丘其实他也安住两个事情，就是应该说成熟两个事情，一个是成熟的怎么样供养一切诸佛，第二个是成就一切众生。And
we can see, this Good Knowing Advisor tried to accomplish two things. First is make offerings to all Buddhas, and also deliver all sentient beings.
同样的，我记得我自己在有因缘在师父身边的时候，也看到师父。你看到我们圣严师父，他的身体是瘦瘦弱弱的，可他的心中永远都只有众生。
And also, I recall that when Shifu was still around, if you look at Shifu, Shifu has a very weak body, but he doesn't have himself. He always just thinking of all sentient beings.
所以就是这样，师父讲的说，这个出家人所没有归属的归属，随时当下的时候都是安住的。That's
what Shifu said. The belonging of non-belonging. Anytime, any place, you're in the right moment.
好，那我讲完之后，这个圣住比丘讲完这个到这个地方之后呢，他就跟他讲说，他说我只知道这个方法。他说你还是我介绍你往南走吧，去参访另外一个善知识叫弥伽，他是一个居士，弥伽居士。
So after that, Bhikshu Good Dwelling recommended Sudana to visit another good knowing advisor who is a layman called Mitie.
好，前面我们讲了三位比丘哈，住在高山上，住在大海边，住在虚空中。这三位啊，他们都是出家众嘛哈，所以这是就是在修行的道场是这样子。第四位这一位，这个他是这个居士，他是住在红尘当中。
So far we have talked about three good knowing advisors who lives in the mountains near the seashore or in the empty space. They are all places for practicing Buddha. But the fourth good knowing advisor, Mitie, lives in the world.
好，最好我们可以想想，就好像说，哎呀，我们开始修行的时候，希望说，比如大家去打七，就离开这个红尘当中，到象冈去，离开城市，在那边好好练七嘛，好练练练，练好之后，再回来红尘当中去修炼一样。第四位就参访这个居士，就住在这个所谓的大市集，也就是市场里面，在市场当中。
So it's similar to situation like, we go up to the DRC to attend intensive retreats to leave this society for a short time period, and then we come back. So this fourth, Mitie, good knowing advisor is, you know, live and practice in the society and in the marketplace.
好，就这个善财童子走到这个自由城的地方的时候，就看到这个弥切居士就坐在这个大市场里面，坐在一个高椅子上，在那边跟大众说法，有好多好多人围在旁边。他讲的法华叫做轮智庄严法门，轮就是轮子的轮，轮智庄严法门。
So Sudana traveled south and to the city of great city of liberation, and was in search of 弥切。And he saw Mitie was sitting in the marketplace, actually sitting in the lion's seat, and was talking Dharma to all people there.
然后呢，在这个善财童子就跟他顶礼，之后就跟他合掌说，他说其实我已发了这个无上正的正觉的心，但是我不知道怎么样才能够学习菩萨所行的法门，怎么样来修菩萨道，他问了一连串的问题。
So Sudana asked that I, Sudana asked Mitie, I have brought forth the resolve for the Bodhi mind, but I don't know how to cultivate the Bodhisattva path.
这个时候，这个弥切居士问他，他说：“善男子，你已经发的无上正等正觉心吗？”
At that time, the Mitie asked, "Have you give?" rise to the state of mind of equal enlightenment.
善财童子说：“是的，是的，说我在很久很久以前就发了无上正解正觉的心，而且我是为求道而来。”
Sudana answered, "Yes, I have given rise to the state of mind of seeking equal enlightenment long time ago, and I'm seeking the right path to it."
好，我应该做一个动作。这个弥切大师就赶快就很快的站起来，然后呢走下来，走到这个善财童子的前面呢，就五体投地给他顶礼，然后又供养他非常多的金银珠宝，然后又供养很多的香，然后很多的衣服，很多东西来供养这个善财童子，然后赞叹善财童子的可贵。
So at that moment, Mitie stood up and walked down from the lion's seat.And bowed to Sudana, and also gave him a lot of jewels, gave him a lot of jewels, clothes, and offerings, and also praised him.
这边有一个两个字很重要的是，很快的站起来。他听到他说，我已经很久以前就发了无上圣等正觉的心之后，而且我是为求道而来的时候，他听到说，马上站起来，很快下来，然后给他顶礼。你看到那个动作的意思。
So we can see Mitie quickly rose from the lion's seat and walked towards Sudana, when he heard that Sudana had made such determination resolve long time ago.
我把那个动作用，我把用那个动作已经形容出来了。你看到那个动作，那个感觉吗？
So I already showed you what he did when he heard the Sudana's answers.
这个重点在讲什么？讲说在这个红尘当中要发菩提心是很难的，是很重要的，是很殊胜的。
What did that mean? That means it's really difficult to give rise to the Bodhi mind when you practice Dharma in a worldly sense, in a worldly place.
So this 弥伽居士就赞叹这个善财童子，说真的很棒，你发了这么无上正的正觉心，而且是来为了要修行来的。所以这些，而且他呢令一切诸佛都很欢喜，他赞叹他，然后从他的个脸上还放光。放光呢，照片的三千大千世界，然后这些众生遇到他的光，甚至一切天龙八部遇到这个光的时候，通通走到瑜伽这个居士的前面来。那瑜伽居士呢，用方便的法门给他们讲法，就是给他们讲轮智的庄严法门。然后这些众生听到他这个法门之后，都得到所谓的无上正等正觉的不退转的心。
So when Meetir, after Meetir praised Sudana, and made all Bodhisattvas very happy, he emanated all kinds of light, and lightening the 3,000 worlds. And all the divas, gods and divas came to the Meetir's place, and the Meetir will teach them and show them all the methods, especially explaining the character of turning magnificence, the method.
为什么他会做这样的动作？其实我们先讲一个故事好了，讲一个佛的本身故事好了。
So why did he do so? Let me tell you a story first.
这故事很有趣，是记载说有一生呢，这个世尊呢，他生在地狱里面。在地狱里面，他描述更有趣，说地狱的时候呢，他跟另外一个同伴呢，同时在地狱里面拉马车。那因为两个人力气都很小，拉不到马车，所以这个狱卒就用那个鞭子啊，用了热热的鞭子，就炙热的鞭子打他们。
So there's one, the story is there was one lifetime when Buddha was born in the hell, and he was pulling a cart with another companion because they don't have enough strength, so they can't pull the cart. And the soldiers will just hit them with weapons, and it was a lot of pain and suffering.
这个兵器还是炙热，你知道地狱有八什么八寒八热的那种，就是热热的这个兵器打他们。所以非常非常的痛苦。
And the weapons are very hot and made of iron, and when you hit it, it's great, it causes great pains.
那时候那个师尊就想说，哎呀，我们两个力气都这么小，然后也拉不到马车，那两个人都受苦，这样子的话干脆好了，干脆我来拉车，我承担所有的痛苦，让他们能够得到快乐。
So at that time, the Buddha thought,the Buddha thought, why not I pull the cart so I can let other people, to gain happiness, and I'll suffer all myself.
所以他就跟这个狱卒讲说，请你将把那个同伴的那个绳子绑在我身上好了，绑在我的头上好了，我来拉马车就好了。
So he said, please put all the ropes in me, just in me, and I'll pull the cart myself.
可是这个狱卒很生气，跟他讲说：“众生的业啊，个人的业力自己承受，没有办法能够改变的。”
So prison guard was pretty angry and said, "Each sentient beings has their own karmas. No one can change that."
你要说连搭马车都是一种业力哦。
And because the pulling the cart is also a way of showing the karma.
但是因为他动这个善念，当然他这样讲完之后，这个狱卒很生气，就用那个兵器打他的头。结果就因为他这个慈悲的念力，让他从地狱转生成天界。
And because the prison guard was really angry, so he hit the Buddha with a hot weapon. But because of that good thought, the compassionate thought of Buddha, He immediately went from the heaven, from the hell to the heaven.
虽然是他，虽然世尊在那一次的时候没有办法代替他的同伴来拉马车，可是他动了一个什么？动了一个利他的心，这个就是菩提心，让他当下从地狱到直接超升到天道去了。
Although he, the Buddha couldn't pull the cart for the companion, but because of he had this good thought, his had this compassionate thought, he gave rise to a state of mind of Bodhi mind and benefit other people, he was able to get to the heaven.
所以为什么当这个弥伽居士听到善财童子说我发了无上正等正觉心来的时候，他会很快动作下来给他顶礼，你现在终于知道意思了吗？
So do you understand when Mithi heard that Sudana has given rise to the Bodhi mind, he would quickly rose from his seat and came towards Sudana.
而且这个菩提心啊，不是说好，哎呦，你跟着我一起来听法，就这样子，这种小小的菩提心，它是这种大菩提心，哎，大菩提心。
And the Bodhi mind is not a small thing such as you're coming here to hear the lecture. It is a great, it is great Bodhi mind.
所以当然这个大菩提心不容易发，可是日常生活当中我们就练习练习练习，不断的去累积，你就要帮我大发大菩提心。菩提心不是为了一个人两个人，是为了众生。
Of course, it's not easy to give rise to such a great Bodhi mind.But we can practice little by little, and this great Bodhi mind is not just benefiting one person, it's benefiting all beings.
好，我们回来讲这个弥觉居士呢，他在这个大市场当中，你看他说他的光照过去的时候，菩萨就会来了，天龙八部也来了，然后呢他跟他们讲法，讲轮智法门之后，让他们能够进到无上正等正觉之心，然后得到不退转。
Coming back to Mithi, when Mithi emanate all kinds of light, all divas people will come to his place and hear the Dharma. So he will explain the magnificent Dharma door of turning.
好，那我们就讲说，我们来谈谈这个他的法门叫轮智的庄严法门是什么一回事？所谓的轮，这个轮是会转的嘛？哈，轮是会转的。基本上就是从一个字母转成无边的字母，所以这个法门一修的时候，能够总持了知三世大千世界的一切语言文字，而且呢，它能够总持一切众生的心念，能够无所障碍的依众生的心念，可以不同的方便法门来教导众生。
So now we'll explain what his Dharma door is.His Dharma door is called the turning wheels. So, the character of turning, the wheels that can be turned will show different, letters. And, when you turn the wheels, you can understand, all literature words and all sentient beings' minds. And then you can teach skillfully to all sentient beings.
重点是他能够教导一切众生，所以让众生能够得到不退转。
The important thing is he can speak to all kinds of sentient beings and make them give rise to non-retrogressive mind.
好，那这个弥觉居士做完这动作之后，就回到他的座位上，然后就跟善财童子讲说。他说我已经获得这个所谓的妙音的陀罗尼这个法门，所以我能够分别的知道三千大千世界一切天龙八部跟诸天的声音，所以呢我只知道这个法门。
So Mithi returned to his seat and told Sudana, good man, I have already gained the wonderful sound of Tarani Dharma door and I can understand all words, languages, sound from 3,000 worlds.
那这个法门其实让他了知的，可以听懂，甚至十方三世一切世界的所有东西，他都可以听得懂。所以，那这个法门其实就非常非常殊胜，所以他有办法能够 教导引导一切众生。
So, this Dharma though is very special because he can understand all languages, of all beings, so he can teach them all and, show them the Bodhisattva path.
我们回来看齁，这个明觉居士，他说法的地方不是在很清净的高山上啊，大，不是的，他在市场里面，其实就是我们所谓的红尘当中。
So now we see, Meche is not practicing in a very quiet place. He's practicing in the marketplace.
所以在这个红尘当中，这个物欲横流的红尘当中呢，除了自己能够如如不动的这个功力之外呢，他还要协助众生，在红尘当中被扭转、被迷惑的众生，怎么样能够回复清净？这可是一般不是一般的智慧啊！他能够所谓的融合大慈悲、大智慧。而且还有大耐心的菩萨心。
So you can see Meche is practicing in a marketplace which is full of greed, full of greed desires. So not only does himself cannot be turned by those out environment or out temptations, outside temptations, he also needs to help turn around other sentient beings, confuse the mind, and use great wisdom. You have to have great wisdom, great compassion, and great patience to be able to do that.
那当然，这个明觉居士很客气，他讲说：“我只知会这个法门，但是呢，至于这些菩萨们怎么样能够进入一切众生的思想海啊，然后呢，怎么样学习一切众生的所谓的音响海的这样的一个东西，我是不了解的。所以我介绍你往下去参访另外一位善知识，叫做解脱长者。”
Of course, Meche was very modest and said, I only knew this one Dharma door. So if you want to know more, you should go visit Elder Liberation.
好，好，我们再另外，我们再讲下位一善知识好了。我们刚刚谈到这个解脱长者，好，那这个善财童子呢，就离开了这个Meche居士之后，就参访另外一位善知识叫解脱长者。我们先讲说。他要去寻找这个解脱长者，中间经过了12年。
So Sudana left Meche and went to see the next Gunung Advisor, Elder Liberation, and he was in search of him for 12 years.
我们要问问他菩萨们，12年可以做什么样的事情
？So I want to ask you how many things you could accomplish, you have accomplished in 12 years.
哎，你学佛十二年以上的，请举手。
Please you raise your hand if you have practiced Dharma for 12 years.
Over 12 years. Oh, okay, 好，放下。那我要问菩萨们了，哈，这十二年当中，你自己有改变吗？你改变多少
？So I want to ask you how much have you changed during these 12 years?
可不可以回答我？你们改变了多少
？Could you answer me how much you have changed?
很多对不对 ？A lot， 对我刚刚不知道听到 change a lot， 耶、yeah, mm-hmm. ，对，我们至少知道了一些基本佛法观念，对吗？虽然我们没有办法做，我们还是懂了听到一些东西嘛，对吗？我们也看到自己一些改变，是吗
？So during the 12 years, at least we can see some changes, right？
好，所以我们先把这个地方先放在这个地方，就是告诉菩萨们说，好，这个善财童子呢离开了这个明觉居士后，去参访这个解脱长者。看到解脱长者当中经过十二年，这个十二年其实就是参访的过程，对吗
？So, we said Sudana went to seek, Elder Liberation, and he was in search of him for 12 years, and the entire 12 years is actually also, a way of visitation, right?
是，这十年当中他就开始思维。第一位善知识，第二位善知识，第三位善知识，第四位善知识，然后这中间他们教导他写些什么东西，他中间在思维甚至修行他这些方法。
And these 12 years are not wasted because he is also practicing, he has been contemplating, all the Dharma methods that he had received from the previous four good knowing advisors, and he was contemplating them and practicing them.
像我们生活当中不是也是这样子吗？你从一年级升到二年级，升到三年级的时候，一年级、二年级就是你的 background 嘛，对吗？就是过去的东西都是你的基础。我们在修学当中，不断让自己能够增进。
And it's the same thing to us, because for example, you get to the third grade, but the third grade is based on the first and second grade, so you keep progressing, but at the same time, you contemplate in learning what you have learned in the past.
好，我们回来看看善财童子的状态哈，他发的愿非常的坚定，然后呢？虽然是经过这么多年，前面不是有经过这个七天七夜的吗？还有很多很多从一个城到一个城经过的不同的地方的时候，他在参访这个善知识的过程当中不觉得疲倦，然后呢，他用精进心来修行，他的志愿非常的坚固。
So let's see what condition Sudana was. His vow was very firm.And he, even though he had gone through a lot, traveling 7 days, seven nights by foot, he didn't feel tired. And he also practiced very diligently.
那当然他就是依着这个善知识教的方法来练习，来修行咯。同时他也修行所谓的六度波罗蜜。
Of course, he was practicing, based on what the previous four good knowing advisors taught him. And he's also practicing the six paraparamitas.
好，那经过这个十二年的寻找过程，他终于到一个地方就找到了这个解脱长者。他就跟解脱长者说：“他说长者啊，我今天能够看到你，能看到这个善知识，得到这么多的好处，这是什么原因呢？真正的善知识是不容易遇到的呀。”
So, eventually, Sudana, met Elder Liberation and asked.Great sage, I'm able to meet you today and, could gain vast, merits and benefit. Why is that? Good knowing advisors is really not easy to find.
就像说我们现在遇不到佛一样，对吗？善知识是不容易遇到的。要是你不够善根，没有资粮，我们是遇不到善知识的。很多菩萨还很好，我们还遇到圣严师父了。你看了，再经过不要很长时间，二十年好了，三十年好了。我们提到圣严师父的时候，大概很多人更不了解他了。所以我们知道说，我们有因缘遇到善知识是非常殊胜的。
And it's so we know it's not easy to meet good knowing advisors just like us. We haven't met Buddha yet. That's because we don't have enough good roots, good merits. And people here are lucky that we.Either met or heard about Master Sheng Yan, but many years later, people may not even know of him.
他说，纵使有因缘遇到善知识，但是不给他说法，他也没有办法听闻佛法，没有办法听到好的法。
So we know it is very precious, auspicious to meet good knowing advisors. And even you meet good knowing advisors, they may not teach you or give you, or speak to you about dhammas.
甚至是你也没有因缘来亲近善知识，也没有因缘跟亲近善知识在同一个道场里面去修行。
And you may not have the chance to get closer to good knowing advisors or practice in the same place with him.
甚至他说善知识常常在定中修行，我其实我没有办法有好好的因缘遇到他，所以现在呢，我有因缘遇到善知识，我其实是非常非常高兴的。
And the good knowing advisors often practice in samadhi, so it's not easy to meet such knowing the good advisors. So now it's a rare opportunity.
我不晓得你们，我讲这样的时候，你心里会升起一种欢喜心吗
？I don't know when I say that, do you give rise to a joyful state of mind?
是，其实甚至是不一定是人哈，甚至是一本好的书。一本好的佛经也都是善知识，哎，甚至你日常生活当中有一个人讲一句话，让你从这个泥淖当中能够出来，其实它都是善知识。
Yes, we should give rise to joyful state. And the good knowing advisors, could not just limited to people. It could also be a very good book that inspired you.
好，在这个佛经里面。描述了一段讲善财童子发菩提心的原因，这 善财童子呢？他说我在很久很久以前就发了菩提心的。为什么？我要为了要侍奉一切的佛，我发菩提心。为了我要执，就是遇到一切的佛，我发的菩提心。为了要见一切佛，见到一切佛，我发菩提心。为了要观察一切佛的相好庄严，我发菩提心。为了要了解一切佛的境界，我发菩提心。为了要证入一切佛的平等果位，我发菩提心。我要为了要发一切佛的大愿，我发菩提心。为了要满足一切佛的大愿，我发菩提心。为了要具足一切佛智慧的光明，我发菩提心。为了要修一切佛所修的行，我发菩提心。为了要得到佛的一切神通力，具足佛的一切诸力，而且要获得一切佛所谓的无畏力，我发菩提心。你看到那个发菩提心是这样子发的。
So, Sudhana said, explained the reasons why he gave rise to the great Bodhi mind in many lifetimes, ago. Because he said, I give rise to the great Bodhi mind for the sake of serving all Buddhas, for the sake of meeting all Buddhas, for the sake of seeing all Buddhas, and for the sake of contemplating all Buddhas. I made such a resolve for the sake of knowing all Buddhas, for the sake of being certified to sameness with all Buddhas, for the sake of bring forth the great vows of all Buddhas, for the sake of fulfilling the great vows of all Buddhas, for the sake of being endowed with the wisdom light of all Buddhas, for the sake of accomplishing the multitude of conducts of all Buddhas, and for the sake of attaining the spiritual penetrations of all Buddhas, for the sake of being endowed with all the powers of all Buddhas.
这是为了得到一切佛的境，佛的境界，他发菩提心。那下面我谈到，他为了得到一切法来发菩提心。他说，我为了要听闻一切佛所说的法，所以我发菩提心。我要了受持一切佛说的法，身体能够亲身力行，所以我发菩提心。我为了要持这一切佛所说的法，了然于心，所以我发菩提心。为了要了解一切佛法，所以我发菩提心。为了要护持一切法，所以我发菩提心。
So the second group of reasons he made give rise to the Bodhi mind was because was for the sake of hearing all Buddha Dhammas. For the sake of receiving all Buddha Dhammas, and for the sake of upholding all Buddha Dhammas, and for the sake of protecting all Buddha Dhammas, and for the sake of being one substance with all the multitudes of Buddha Dhamma.
前面是对佛哈，第二是对法。下面讲我要怎么样修菩萨行。他说我为了要和一切诸佛菩萨同一法身，所以我发菩提心。为了跟一切菩萨善根平等而无差别，我发菩提心。为了要圆满一切菩萨所修到彼岸的法，我发菩提心。为了要成就一切菩萨所修的法，我发菩提心。为了要生出一切菩萨所发的清净愿，我发菩提心。为了得到一切诸佛菩萨的大威德神通，我发菩提心。等等等等，他为了要以大悲心来教化一切众生，我发菩提心。
So the first group of reasons is for about the Buddhas, and the second group of reasons is for the Dharmas. Now the third group of reasons is for being with all great Bodhisattvas. So he gave rise to the Bodhi mind for the sake of perfecting the paramitas of all Bodhisattvas, for the sake of accomplishing conduct which all Bodhisattvas cultivate.And for the sake of giving rise to the pure vows of all Bodhisattvas, for the sake of attaining the treasure of awesome spirituality of all Bodhisattvas, and for the sake of attaining the vast great treasury of samadhi of all Bodhisattvas.
所以你看，我看到这个地方的时候，我自己觉得，哇，我们的菩提心是哪里发来的？我们比起来，我们都不是哎。你看到吗？他为了修佛境。为了修法境，为了修一切的身境，发菩提心是这样子发的。所以他下面讲的十个如是，他说：圣者，我今以如是的这样的心，这样的如是的意， 如是的乐，如是的欲，欲望的入，如是的希求，如是的思维，如是的尊重，如是的方便，如是就近，如是谦下，至圣所。因为这样子所发菩提心，而来到这个地方，来到你的地方来修行。
So, now we can see Sudana gives rise to the Bodhi mind for all these reasons, and what our reasons for giving rise to the Bodhi mind. And he said, Sage Li Wen, now with such thoughts, such intentions, such inclinations, such wishes, such aspirations, such considerations, such veneration, such expedience, such humility, I came to this place.
所以你看他这个十二年当中有多少增长？他是用这样的心，这样的一个求法的心，走了这个十二年来到这个地方。
So you can see how much he had grown in these 12 years with all this state of mind coming to this place.
说这个时候呢，这个解脱长者就因为过去的善根，解脱长者因为过去的善根的力量，还有佛的大威神力，还有文殊师利菩萨的意念的力原力，这个时候让他直接证入所谓的菩萨的三昧门，叫总摄，就是普摄一切佛刹无边的玄种持门。
So at that moment, the elder liberation relied on the power of past good roots, and the power from Buddha, and the Manjushri, and the Manjushri Bodhisattva's power, and then he experienced a certified to the Samadhi Bodhisattva.
那这个解脱长者因为得到这个三昧之后呢，他就得到这个清净的身体。这个时候呢，他就看到在他的身上就示现十方的一切佛刹净土。然后就看到一切佛的神通变化，然后看到一切诸佛的成等正觉转妙法轮的现象，全部在他身上就呈现出来了。
So upon the name of the Dharma door is called the boundless revolving Dharini of universally gathering all Buddha Kshetras. Upon entering this Samadhi, he attained a clear pure body.Within his body, there manifested Buddhas of each of the 10 directions, many as dust motes within 10 Buddha worlds, as well as those Buddha's countries.
当下他这样现象的时候，这个善财童子看到那个现象的时候，他完全能够听得懂，完全能够领受，然后呢，他也见到诸佛菩萨不可思议的这些神通变化。
And when the elder liberation shows such phenomenon, Sudana could understand all dharmas and seeing all the Buddha.
这个时候这个解脱长者从三昧中就从定中就起来，就跟善财童子讲说，我已经证到这个三昧了。他说我这个三昧呢，让我能够随意自在的看到十方各佛刹的佛，虽然佛不来我这里，但是呢我也不到佛的地方，但是我可以彼此的看到佛的境界。
So, Elder Liberation says, I have achieved such a samadhi that I can see all Buddhas in all directions, and we can see each other's in the practice place.
虽然是佛不来我这个地方，我也不去佛的地方，但是我们彼此可以互见。
So even though I don't go to all Buddha's places and Buddha doesn't come here, we can still see each other.
那就问说那他说假如要是我想看西方极乐世界的阿弥陀佛呢，只要我一作意，心一想就出现了。要是我要想看那个宝狮子座上的这个譬如遮那佛的样，也是一样的，我只要作意就看到了。
So if I want to see the Western Pure Land, I can just give rise to that thought and I will be able to see.
但是虽然是这样，但是我知道哦，他说一切佛跟我的心呢，就好都是像梦幻一样，都是梦一样，其实都不是真的，都不是，这是一些真的，就好像我们拍掌的时候回应的声音一样，它都是我心，都是我心所化现的。
So even though, even so, I know that, all the Buddha's mind and my mind is just like dreams. They are not real. It's just like echoes when we clap.
我们要问了，为什么这个解脱长者当下视线这样一个像进入三昧，然后呢视线说看到诸佛菩萨现象，然后善财童子可以看到，为什么这样子？
So I want to ask why Sudana can see can see and understand when elder liberation shows such place.
另外再问一个问题，为什么善财童子当下可以看到这个解脱长者视线这一切像，而且了知一切唯心所造？
And why Sudana can understand this phenomenon and understand all is created by mind.
这是两个问题，你听懂了吗？一个问题是为什么这个解脱长者可以视线这个像出来，第二个是为什么当下善财童子可以了知这一切，他视线给他看得到，而且他懂了这一切都是一切都是唯心所造的呢？
So there are two questions. First, why elder liberations can manifest such a phenomenon? And second, why when Sudana sees such a phenomenon, he can understand that it is created by the mind.
我们要回来讲的，善财童子在中间不是经过十二年吗？这个十二年来对他来说修行非常的重要。我想他一定精进修行的十二因缘法，他也修进六度波罗蜜，所以一切事情知道是一切都是因缘生灭法呀，一切都是如梦幻泡影的视线。
Because we need to remember that Sudana has been searching for him for 12 years, and during these 12 years, he has been practicing diligently. For example, practicing the 12 conditioned arising and 6 paramitas. So he understands that all phenomena are just like illusions, are created by the mind.
当然我们也说他是善根具足了，当下是还有一个是因缘具足。
Of course, we also know that he has great good roots and also has the right conditions and the causes.
为什么？因为我们知道说这个解脱长者是因材施教嘛，对吧？
Why is that? Because we understand the elder liberation teaches according to the student's condition.
另外我们也讲说华藏世界那个佛的像不是每个人都可以看到的，当你不修行到那个时候显像你也看不到啊。
And the phenomenon showed here we understand is cannot be seen by everyone. So if you haven't practiced to that level, you wouldn't be able to see.
好，今天的分享不就也是这样子吗？当下的听闻的时候你能够了然于心，当然是善根具足还是因缘具足了。
So it's the same about today's talk. So if you can understand get the insights, it's either you have the right good roots or it's the right causes and condition.
好，今天我们讲到这个地方，阿弥陀佛。
That's it for today.